We're now talking with the CEO of Nut Mountain Ventures in Nut Mountain, Saskatchewan. And for those who don't know, I did spend some time in Saskatchewan. So that's just around the small town of Kelvington, which is in the north central part of the province. And first off, Gord, how are you doing today? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, doing great. Finally got some sunshine out here. Doing great.
All right, awesome. And we got to talk to you about this app that you have out there. So you know what? I know a lot of technology when it comes to the farming world is severely out of date. And now you and your son, Pat Keller, have come up with a way to be able to monitor canola. Explain a little bit how the app works and how this could be a real farming breakthrough.
Well, we are using artificial intelligence to do, we roll a 100 strip sample, we roll it and take a picture with our phones. It analyzes it using, like I said, the artificial intelligence, and then it will come up with a grade. After the grade, if you want to go back in and find the confidence level of green, yellow, damaged, heated seed, you can push on a button there, and it will tell you that they're 90% sure that that is a green seed that they that the app has graded. It's pretty neat. We only have it for the iPhone this year, and we only have the 100 strip so far. We want to get to the 500, but that's going to be a lot of R&D for this winter.
Okay, and in saying that, though, so basically if just somebody's using it in terms of the technology, it's just very simple. You take a photo, and the app does the rest, it sounds like.
Pretty much, yeah. It'll tell you to turn your phone sideways. It's the same as internet banking. You get as close as you can. There's a square on there, a rectangle. You get as close as you can with your phone, snap the picture. It'll come up if you want to use that picture, or if you know something happened that you didn't get it quite right or whatever, you can use another photo. You take the photo and it says use it, and yeah, within I want to say 8 to 10 seconds it will grade for you.
Oh, wow. And based on at least what you've seen, I'm sure you and Pat have tried this a lot of times. Do you find it's extremely accurate, pretty track on? So if it says it's this is a good seed and you then pull it out, then is there a way to, like, has the app been fairly accurate in that?
Yes. For the time being there, we just had an update come out, which the updates are free. The last update that we did on it was extremely accurate in our opinion. We are at 95 to 96% accurate right now, and I do believe that we're more accurate than the human eye. It's just our accuracy for the actual green is maybe a bit out, but I would go up against anybody, any professional grader with it right now.
Oh, wow. And from what I understand, I believe, and I've kind of done some research into this, at least in Canada, and I'm not even sure, possibly around the world, that this could be the first app of its kind.
The research that we did before we started this, I believe that it is the only one in the world so far, and we have done a lot of searching and haven't come up with anything that's even remotely close to it.
Yeah, neither have I. So in the, as well, kind of talking about that, though, now that this app is here and farmers are thinking of using it, how much does it cost? Is it free? How does it work if farmers up here, who obviously we know there's some places with different field conditions, how do they get their hands on it?
They can download it on theharvestapp.com. Unfortunately, it's not free. We're self-funded, and we've sunk a pile of money into it. They can go monthly, 6 months, or a yearly subscription to it. And that's how we've modeled it so far anyway.
Okay. And do you have a lot of people that have signed up so far that have been on board?
We only launched on the 21st of September. We're a little late just on development. Was more than what we expected. We're not really sure. There's no way of us tracking just yet from the Apple store there to know how many have actually purchased it. Our developer had told us that we had 150 the first few days when it first launched, so I'm really hopeful that everybody is, you know, getting behind us. We're not trying to pick a fight with anybody. We're just wanting to have some standardization for the canola grading. You can take the same sample pail to four different elevators and get 10 different answers.
Yeah, fair enough. And in saying that, though, I mean, so much obviously of farming, as it should be, is based on just what the human eye sees and things like that. Do you think that this is a good opportunity to maybe start bringing farming into that new technological world?
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, the grading on all the canola and pulses is literally in the Stone Age. We're pretty close to commercial space travel, and we're using the human eye to grade grain. And I think that we're going to change a lot of things. Like I said, we're not out to pick a fight with anybody. We want to have confidence in our grading app that will take the guesswork out, basically.
Awesome. Do you know exactly like how, like in terms of technology, like how it works? Like when you take the photo, what are like some of the things that the app would scan to determine the seeding conditions and things like that?
It's basically based on the green. We're concentrating on the green color. We have the Grain Commission says it should be yellow or green throughout when it's classed as a green seed, and the resolution on the camera is unbelievable, and you could argue that it's not green throughout, and it recognizes that already. Now, we might have to change that to satisfy the Grain Commission. They haven't really been on board with us just yet.
Oh, my. Okay. That's interesting. I think those are all the questions I have, unless there's something else you'd like to throw out there that I may have forgotten.
Not really. I hope that all the guys support us. Just to help develop something that I really think the farming community needs. And I really hope that everybody has 100% yellow seeds when they use the app and dry harvest season for all the farmers out there.
That's great, Gord. Thank you for taking time to be on our Ag Show today, and really appreciate the time, and happy harvesting.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ken.